If you're just tuning in, we've got Farmer Andy on the phone with us today for a second date update, and I'm going to make a psychic prediction.
Okay.
Ooh, this is rare.
I'm looking deep into my crystal microphone.
Huh? No, it's not crystal.
It's crystal. I'm rubbing it, and I'm seeing a very warm, very passionate kiss in the near future for Andrew.
Uh-oh, Andrew.
All that in the mic.
Okay. How did I know that was coming?
Prediction came true, Andrew. How was that for you?
That was all right.
Just
very
all right.
Long.
You got to step up your kissing.
Yeah.
I should have used more tongue with that.
Oh, Patrick.
No, seriously, though. I predict a successful second date for Andrew today.
Okay.
Because if you're just tuning in, Andrew works on a farm, and he ended up meeting a woman named Michelle while she was checking out the strawberries at his booth at the farmer's market. And they hit it off, they had walked around a little bit, and they stopped for a psychic reading, and the lady there told her she predicted that she would meet an incredible love that very day.
Whoa. Wow, I know. Tarot cards never lie.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I believe in that stuff.
Yeah, well, whatever. I mean, it's a good sign no matter what, right, Andrew?
Yeah,
like, who wouldn't believe a psychic?
Yeah, totally.
That's their slogan, I think.
Michelle has not spoken to Andrew since that happened, though. Uh-oh. So we're going to give her a call right now, and we're going to try and figure out what happened, okay?
Okay.
All right. Good luck, Andrew.
All right.
Thank you. Dial
the phone number right now. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Michelle, please?
Speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Michelle. My name is Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. Do you have a moment to talk with us?
What is this about?
This is about your dating life.
Dude.
Is that not true?
It is, but it comes off creepy.
Oh, okay. This is about your romantic life.
Yeah,
that
there
better?
It is.
That's not better.
I'm sorry. What? What are you talking about?
Okay, well, we do a segment on our show called A Second Date Update. It's where if you go out on a date with someone and afterwards they're not calling you back, you can email us and we'll reach out to that person for you to try and figure out the reason why.
You guys do that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a radio show. We do a radio show. It's on every morning. You should listen, especially since you're going to be on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So recently, a guy reached out to us about you. His name is Andrew. Or maybe he introduced himself as Farmer Andy. I don't know what he called himself.
That's what we're calling him.
But you met him at a farmer's market.
He's a strawberry guy.
Yeah.
All right. So Andrew told us a little bit about how you guys met.
Okay.
He said that you were looking at the strawberries and he had you taste one and then a second one and then a third.
Yeah, that was cute. It was cute enough.
Okay.
Well, that's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then after that, he told us that you guys walked around a little bit. And he told you about the produce there, said stay away from baby asparagus, apparently.
That was probably the highlight, was learning about baby asparagus ripoff. So.
Oh, that's
okay.
The highlight?
What?
Because he told us you had a psychic reading after that where you had a very good prediction.
I mean, he paid $5 for tarot cards, I heard.
Yeah, guess he did.
Are you, like, against psychic readings and he didn't know it? I don't know.
No, I'm not against psychic readings. I just... Do you really want to know? Because I really don't want to embarrass him. Like,
no, I don't really want to know.
Of course we want to know.
I don't want to know, but Andrew really cares about this. And he would love to know the reason why, because he feels like you guys connected.
And he listens to our show, so he knows that people get embarrassed during this segment all the time. I mean, it's kind of like the waiver you have to sign before you call us.
All right. So between all of his strawberries tasting the same and the tarot cards, it was just a little too, like, perfect to the point where I was like, something doesn't smell right. So
okay.
And it's not the baby asparagus, like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I went back to the tarot card lady when Andy went back to work, and I asked her if she knew Andy. She said yes, because she's there every weekend with
right.
him. And basically I flipped her $20 to tell me the truth about whether or not her reading was accurate.
The reading where she said you'd meet the love of your life that day.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And so I didn't know if she was just doing Andy a solid or if she actually found that in the cards, because that would have been significant.
Okay. What'd she say?
Turns out that Andy gives her a little tip off every week by giving her fresh produce. And if she ever brings somebody over, she'll give a positive reading.
No.
I called that.
It was all a setup?
Duh. I mean, but that's...
It was all a setup.
Why is that so bad? I mean, yeah, he tries it on other girls, but he's still single. It's still a cute move. I don't know.
Well, now it's not authentic.
Yeah, he does it to every girl.
But
every
you were
week?
Honestly going to make the decision on whether or not to date him based on this tarot card reading.
Like, he was trying to construct this relationship, and it just felt really dishonest.
Okay. Insincere.
Yeah, insincere, and it just left a real bad taste in my mouth.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Is that bad? I would still give him a chance, like give him a one date chance, because maybe that's just how he tries to get a date. But yeah, you didn't ever even go on a date with him.
It's his finishing move. If you guys connected before all of that, is that really enough to completely write him off?
I don't know. I asked the tarot card lady how many times he's done this.
Okay.
Five. She told me five.
Ooh. So that's why he's so...
And it hasn't worked yet. That's the dumb part, is he keeps paying for it.
Or it does work, and he uses the girls and doesn't call them back.
I don't think so.
Well, I don't know. Let's find out how often it actually works. Andy? Andy, you there?
Hey, guys. Yep, I'm here.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. We forgot to tell you this, Michelle, but Andrew's been on the other line listening, and he heard everything that you said.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Another setup.
Yeah, right?
I want to say that. That psychic, you know, she's an alcoholic, and I wouldn't.
Oh, my God.
That's what you just went with?
She's an alcoholic?
What?
Andrew, are you talking about Michelle, or are you talking about the psychic?
Oh!
No, the psychic.
Okay.
Well, I'm telling Michelle. I'm saying, Michelle, look, that psychic is an alcoholic, and...
Can't be trusted.
Andy, don't double down. Just tell me why you would do that.
I mean, look, I did it, but I only did it because... You know, I really liked you, and I wanted to spend more time with you outside of work. And, you know, I wasn't sure if you'd want to hang out.
Yeah, but your reaction is to throw your friend under the bus and tell me that she's an alcoholic. Like, I'm pretty sure you're also going to be a terrible friend in addition to being a terrible lying boyfriend.
Ouch.
Oh, no.
I mean, you know, we know each other. I wouldn't say we're good friends. It's kind of a mutually beneficial arrangement. She gets free strawberries and
that what she could turn into she could turn them into moonshine according to you.
Right?
No, I mean, it's not like that. I mean, you know, I know Methuselah, and she just really shouldn't have run her mouth like that.
Methuselah?
Oh God.
So the fact that you got caught is why she shouldn't have run her mouth like that.
Ooh.
Got it.
I mean, the free produce is over, that's for sure.
Oh my God.
Cutting her off.
Andrew, wow. I was sticking up for you. Why didn't you just come back and say, man, you know what? It is a terrible scheme, but it was the way I needed to meet you. Or, so, you know, just be honest for a second.
Listen, guys, you don't know how hard it is to meet women when you work on a farm. You're way out there in the country. No one around. You guys need to lay off.
Is this only shot?
I mean, I sympathize with you, dude. You work with a bunch of animals. A lot of weird stuff can happen out there. You're desperate for love.
It's an all-produce farm, actually.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well,
whatever you want to do with your produce is your own business. But
oh, God.
I'm just saying, why don't you try being honest with Michelle? Talk to her about how you felt about her rather than bagging on the psychic.
Andy, be honest with me. Now or never, dude. Talk to me.
Come on, Andy. Speak from the heart. From the artichoke heart. Let's go.
I will say the one thing you have working for you, Andy, is that Michelle, at least he took this much work in calling us just to get you on the phone. That has to mean something.
Does it, though?
Always has to use a third party? Yeah.
I mean, like, the fact that he didn't tell you in advance that it was a scheme, he needed me to tell you that.
That's true. That's he lied point. To us.
I mean, like, it wasn't a scheme so much as just, like, a cute little thing, you know? It's not...
Andy, you will not have any problems trying to pull the wool over somebody else's eyes. You don't have a hard time meeting girls because you're at the market every week.
Oh, she's not falling for it.
No.
Well, hold on, Michelle. Before you start pulling wool all over the place, let me just ask you one thing. Would you like to go out with Andy one more time? We will pay for a second date for... Well, hold on. Let me finish my sentence. We'll pay for it.
Let me think about it. No.
Wow. Andy, I'm sorry, dude.
That's okay. I mean, hey, there's a lot of girls like strawberries. I'll be all right.
That's true. You know what? There's probably some listeners out there that would love to taste your berries. So
no.
Text into 78592. If you're a berry queen, would you like to go out with
that
Andy?
Is not what he
huh.
Oh my gosh.
That is a title.
Hey, guys, I appreciate it, but I really don't need your help. Methuselah and I, we've got this.
Oh!
All right, bro. Good luck.